We are Loserville, USA when it comes to sports. We just are. When it comes to professional men's sports, I have to have the caveats now because someone's already run to their phone to text me. The Frost! What about the Frost? I'm happy for the Frost. And there are six teams in their league. Like, 1 year I won a fantasy football league, and there were only four other people playing. And you know what? It didn't count. I only beat four other people. It's not. Now, I do think the Frost winning is a great comeback story. They had a okay regular season. They had a massive turnover in the front office. Made you wonder what was going on. And then they kind of got it cooking and hit at the right time and won. Wonderful. And also, come on, guys, right? Like, six teams in the league. It's a foundation. It's what it starts. But I don't have to asterisk. Do I? But I digress. So, Loserville, USA is sort of the deal here, right? The last, I think there was some stat that our professional sports team, and this was, I don't know, what have we gone? Probably close to 55 or 60 straight playoff appearances of the men's professional sports teams without winning a championship. The Minnesota Wild have set a new standard in futility by not getting out of the first round for how many consecutive years? Nine, I think. So, you can understand why people are a little, like, next level on edge about the Timberwolves. Because last year the Timberwolves got to the Western Conference Finals, and the city was jubilant. It was like this improbable run where we suddenly allowed ourselves to believe that maybe someone will win. And then reality came, right? Reality came and took care of the Timberwolves. But they had an amazing run. This year, I don't sense the positivity, the excitement, the energy. It feels different. And maybe it's because we're playing Oklahoma City. And maybe we just don't believe. Right? Is that it? Is it that we just don't believe? I love your thoughts at 651-461-9226 because I'm a little surprised. And last year, the Twins didn't make it to the playoffs. Last year, the Vikings had like a, you know, it's not exactly.
It's a great regular season.
It's a great regular season.
That finished pretty poorly.
So last night when the Timberwolves lose, you see sort of the, well, you know, here we go again, Minnesota sports. And the Wolves are in trouble. They're down 3-1. Oklahoma City is outstanding, losing by 2 points at home in a game where the bench scored more than 60. You think, like, if you look at that stat alone, you would be like, oh, they're going to win the game. There's a difference in the way a team captivates their own fans and the way a team captivates the wider community. So at Target Center, the Timberwolves fans who are at Target Center, I think, believe. They've seen the team excel. They have seen the talent. They've seen the struggle of the beginning of the season and then the way the team came together, embracing Julius Randle, figuring out how he fits, having it work. I think the fans believe. But when you get to a conference finals in a community where we just don't win, Dan, it is the reality here. We, I believe, when you look at men's professional sports, have the longest drought of anybody.
1991, so 34 years.
And we have all the sports.
Yes, all four.
So it makes it worse.
It does. I mean, it does.
It's four times a year you're going to get like a punch in the gut.
And there's been, along those 30-some-odd years, a very tortured history of the many and varied and sundry ways in which teams have managed to fail to succeed and win championships that have the fan base, understandably, gun-shy.
Yep.
They don't want to invest emotionally because they don't want to get hurt again. And this Timberwolves team, especially to me, has been difficult to get your hands around or your arms around.
Right.
Because it's been such a roller coaster ride this year. From the late preseason trade of Cat to trying to get into the new guys, to try to figure out how the new guys fit in.
Yeah.
Then they played really well for a stretch. And then there was just these times where the team just sort of didn't show up. And you had a little bit of that in the first two games of this series where it looked bad. But part of the reaction last night was based off of game three, when you have this dominant victory where everything goes right and you show what kind of team you can be. And then as soon as the doubts start to creep in game four, people just immediately shut down. And I don't blame them a bit.
I think it's very interesting that, and I think you put your finger on it, the fact that Cat was traded away.
Mm-hmm.
And just the wider, I guess I expected more glee and more jubilation that, like, this isn't the same as making it like, oh, well, at least we made the playoffs. Like, no, this was a team that struggled during the regular season, dispatched very impressively of two other superstar teams en route to this Western Conference Finals. And so the, like, woe is me, like, oh, Minnesota sports, like, I just, to me, that's not the right vibe here. The vibe for me is you do have a team that is going to be in it. And now the expectation is set, right? Like,
well, and that's, you know, you mentioned the making the Western
Conference. Do you have to win the championship to have, I don't know.
To a degree, right? But last year, like you said, I think people were just happy to see them get
happy
to the
be
Western,
that far, yeah.
Western Conference Finals. So then you want to say, okay, now the expectation is set. This team has the talent to get to that point and to maybe challenge for an NBA championship, except this isn't the same team as last year. It's not even close. You took a major, major piece from last year's team out, put some other pieces in and tried to figure out, you know, how that all works together. So it's like people don't know what to do with that. If Cat was still here, then yes, the expectation would be at least Western Conference Finals and maybe get to the NBA Finals and maybe win a championship. Yeah. But it's like you don't even know what to do with the expectation anymore because this isn't that
same team. We just don't know how
to
do it.
It's a completely different team.
Yeah, it is a different team. But that is the reality of sports, right? Like, I mean, we have
especially in the NBA.
In the NBA, players move around like that.
Yeah.
And if you're not moving, you're losing ground because other teams are moving.
Yeah.
So the idea that you just sit with what you have and give it another run is sort of the way we get the Wild and the way we get a certain degree the Twins this year.
Sure, I mean,
although the Twins, well, I don't know. Are they
the Wild are in that position and have been forever, where they're, you know, good enough to make the playoffs, but they can't win a series, so they don't get a high draft pick, and they just, you know, and obviously with the restrictions that they were under financially with Parisian Suter, you know, you can't free agent your way to getting better in those cases, so you're just sort of stuck in that middle ground. Which, you know, I mean, nobody wants to be in a town where, you know, you don't want to be rooting for the White Sox. You don't want to be rooting for the Colorado Rockies. You don't want to be rooting for teams that are just blatantly awful. But if you're just okay, that actually might be worse. At least if you're awful, you have a chance to add some talent.
We've never been awful enough to really.
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and a texter echoes what you're saying. After Cat left and A-Rod bought the team, the casual fan doesn't feel connected. There might be something to that. I'm just saying enjoy it. Like, here we have 2 years in a row that one of our men's sports teams has made it to the conference finals. Like, not the play-in, not round one, like to the almost to the big dance. 349. Twins Ticket Tuesday today. We are going to give away, four tickets, I think?
It is a four-pack, yes.
I don't know. I'm so worked up. I don't even have the information.
It's a four-pack of tickets.
For June 6th.
There you go. Against the Blue Jays.
Oh, that'll be
a Friday night game, 7:10 first pitch.
And fireworks after the game because it's a Friday night game, so that'll be good. Tickets at twins.com/tickets. It's when the Twins come back to Target Field next week. Oh, the weather's going to be so good. Why don't we check the weather and the traffic for you in just a minute here on CCO.